Welcome back, Bible is Funny podcast family, to another episode of the Bible is Funny podcast. My name is Anthony Russo. A lot of you know me as at the Bible is Funny on Instagram. We are recording here again today. I want to give you an update, as I always do. My wife, Rachel, is out handling lunch right now with the kiddos.
Get my
kiddos
lunch.
Are having lunch.
Ooh, sorry.
About ready to go, about ready to lay down for their nap. Because Bible is Funny podcast family, we have a special guest with us again today. We are blessed to have a special guest with us, and his name is Stephen Jermichael Christian.
You finally got it. Yes, that's correct, Bob. Hey, listen, I'm excited to be here. Now, do you not have guests? Is this just you by yourself sometimes?
This is usually just me by myself.
I couldn't do that. Wow. I just couldn't hear myself talk for that long, especially if I was as boring as you.
These people, I have these people tricked into suffering through it. So don't, don't sell me down the road.
Are we recording now? Are we recording now?
This is happening.
Oh, my bad. My bad, everybody. He's funny.
Stephen Christian.
Hey, guys.
Stephen has become such a good friend over the last year. I got the pleasure to work with Stephen for a little bit at a church we served together. And Stephen is the lead singer of the band Amberlin, if you are familiar with them. And you actually just released music with Anchor and Braille, right? Didn't you just release some Anchor and Braille music?
Yeah, got a few singles out, and then the album drops May 22nd.
That's my anniversary.
Oh, I know.
Could you push it a day? Because I don't want to share headlines, is what I'm kind of saying.
My bad, yo. I'm sorry.
Can I tell you something, Stephen?
Yes.
I don't talk to you about your music a lot, but the singles that you have released are such a groove, and I really like them.
Would you call them a banger, as the kids say?
I would call it a bop. I would definitely call it a bop.
Okay, that too. We could do that.
I like Dangerous. I like Eventful Horizons.
Really? Thank you, man. That means a lot.
There's just such a groove to them. If you are, because I didn't get to tell you this either when we worked together. I was a very diehard Amberlin fan. Like the whole Never Take Friendship Personal album, like on repeat.
Wow.
Loved it. Been listening to a lot of Dismantle Repair as I've been in quarantine. But this Anchor and Braille stuff, it's got a groove, and I really like it, Stephen, and I wanted to tell you that.
Hey, thank you, Anthony. That actually means a lot. I appreciate you.
Stephen is, we got to work together. It was so much fun working with you, Stephen. We need to work together again. I guess we're kind of doing it now, aren't we?
We are. We're testing the waters to see if you and I have chemistry.
Such a romantic way to put this podcast we're doing. So I like Stephen a lot. We have overcome some things too. Stephen is a New Orleans Saints fan, which is something we've had to overcome in our relationship because I am a Tampa Bay Bucks fan.
You looked out this season, guy. You looked out. If there's a season, good for you. I'm proud of you.
Week one, we play each other.
I know, and I was so close to convincing my wife to go and watch the game. And then when we finally saw that the tickets for both of us were going to be right around $957 for both of us, for whatever reason, she vetoed it, and I was like, listen, woman, a third mortgage on the house isn't really going to be a big deal, right? I mean, what's three more? Yeah, you know.
So. The third mortgage to see Drew Brees take on Tom Brady, though.
I know. It could be one of the final six times they play each other.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun, and I will hope for your sake that they're close games and that the Saints lose in a heartbreaker.
Thank you. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So what I wanted to talk to you about today, Stephen, is I want to talk to you about, you've written some love songs. Have you written some love songs?
I have. Threeve.
Threeves of love songs?
Threeves of
love songs. Let me just ask you this. What goes into a good love song? What do you need to write a good love song?
You know, you really can't be cliche. You know, as Solomon said, you know, life is a vapor. I'm just kidding. But what he said was like, there's nothing new under the sun. And yeah. So, you know, like the Beatles have done it all. You know, I Want to Hold Your Hand, you know, sure. They they've basically written every love song. So what, as a musician, you have to look at, and nobody out there can see this but you, but you have to look at this stapler. And this stapler has already been written about, but you could say something like the piercer of all paper, you know, or you know, ooh, that seals together, you know,
yes,
the most important moments of your life. I don't know. You just have to come up with a different creative outlook and take on the same product that people have seen time and time again. And also you got to do it from your standpoint, because I think people really can absolutely see through when you are trying to make, you know, girl, you know, kiss me, you know, they can see through like the fake phony pops and say, you know, they want to hear what you have to say about the stapler, mm-hmm, not what's been said about the stapler 54 times prior.
Right. That's so good. That's so good. And I think, here's the thing, Stephen, I think I can help you a little bit in the venture that you have, the challenge to
finally
write love songs.
Finally. Yes.
We are going to, I want to hit you with some verses from Song of Solomon. That's what we do here at the Bible is Funny podcast. We cover the funniest parts of the Bible and what we can learn from them. And so I'm going to hit you with some verses from Song of Solomon. And I just want to hear what you think. What is the potential in these verses to be sort of the base of like your next great love song that you write?
Okay. I'm looking forward to this.
Okay. So here's the first one. This is from Song of Solomon 5:13. His cheeks are like beds of spice yielding perfume. And here's what I'm saying, Stephen. Who's writing the songs about the cheeks, right? Everyone's on, no one's talking
right
about cheeks.
You are right. I didn't even stop to think about my cheeks smelling like spice. Now that could be two different sets of cheeks, but I'm saying even if it was around his mouth, does that mean he was a sloppy eater? You know, he was like eating some meat and the spices got into his beard.
They had the beards, right? You have to remember the beards. Mm-hmm. I wonder, like beds of spice. I don't know how plants work. Is that how spices grow, in beds?
A few of them do, yes. Sage, I know, okay, for sure. Okay. But I do know personally why Solomon had 700 wives.
Why is that?
Because he never met mine.
Oh.
Hmm. Just letting you know. I'm just being honest with you. He kept searching for perfection. Never found her.
Well,
never
found her. Lucky you.
I know.
And yeah, that one, actually, Song of Solomon 5:13, that would have to be from Julia. That would have to be, it's his cheeks. Oh. So maybe we'll throw that one over to her.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Here's another one. Get into your place, your songwriting place. Okay. And let it kind of wash over you. Song of Solomon 6:6. Your teeth are like a flock of sheep coming up from the washing. Each has its twin. Not one of them is missing. Not one.
Wow. You know, which tells me, first off, I didn't know sheep take baths. That's what I gleaned from that verse. I wasn't even surprised about like the toothless standard that she had. I was just saying, wow, I didn't even know sheep take baths.
There's also an implied like buddy system to our teeth
it
in
is
this verse that I'm
it
getting. Is. They each has their twin. So your teeth are constantly buddy.
Yep. I like it. If you have, you know, well, they didn't have braces back then. Yeah, that's astounding. Good for her.
Do a lot of words rhyme with teeth is something we got to think about.
Steve. What's up, girl? My name is Steve. I have twins. And they're called my teeth.
So we're going to mark that one a maybe.
Like a Christmas wreath. Oh, I got this for days, my friend.
Come on.
Yep.
Sheath? A sheath?
Sheath. Is that it? Yes.
Sheath?
Yep. I don't know how you're going to put that in a song, but go for it.
All right. This is another one to think about. Song of Solomon 6:7. Mm. Song of Solomon 6:7. Your temples behind your veil are like the halves of a pomegranate. Talking about the temple.
I'm trying to think right of that. So does she have, okay, so she has like lumps. I think she should get that checked out. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I think she should go get that checked out. Oh no.
I'm wondering the temples behind your veil. So this is Solomon looking at this is coming from Solomon, okay. I believe. And he's looking at her and he's trying to like get a glimpse through the veil to get a view of those temples.
Mm. I guess so. I don't really understand that pickup. I mean, good for them. It reminds me of Hellboy, you know, like very short sheared horns, and he's like, oh, that's the visual. When you said that, that's the visual I got in my head. Like, do you shave those? Are you currently shaving those?
Pomegranate. Another fun fact, I never pronounce pomegranate confidently. I never know if it's like pomegranate.
I think you got it. I think you got it.
I called it a pomegranate for a long time, and I got made fun of. I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce pomegranate. Okay, so this is going to be more... Those were kind of like parts of the body that people are not complimenting a lot. I think they could be a good source of love song.
That is good. I never thought of that.
Here's another one we're going to move into. This is Song of Solomon 7:4. Your nose is like the Tower of Lebanon looking toward Damascus.
Dude, that's hot, man. I mean, I see that. I see that. Wow. Yeah. Is that a big nose? Would you deduce that that's big? Is that large?
It has to be a large.
Okay, so she has a large nose, and apparently, like that's a positive thing. You know, like you're just like,
right.
I'm not going to the plastic surgeon. Look at this. And is she always looking in one direction? Maybe she's got a crook in her neck because she can't turn her head away from Damascus.
Looking towards Damascus.
Yes.
Yeah. This is the wisest man that ever lived. This is how he is speaking to the woman he loves. Your nose, so maybe he knows something I don't. Your nose is like the Tower of Lebanon. I just want to hear, I want that delivered in like the suaviest way. Girl. Your nose.
Like the Tower of Babylon. Hilarious. I think, you know, what I'm gleaning is that, like, you just have to, listen, maybe, like, that was the best quality of her. Maybe she was, like, super rich and he was marrying for something we don't know about. So, you know what I'm saying? You just said, maybe we don't know. Like, maybe it was, like, a truce or a treaty with another country. You know?
Mm.
So, and he's like, oh, I got to find the best qualities. You should see your chin, man. But he had the nose.
I feel like there's some of this that feels kind of on the spot. Like, you know.
You're really trying to.
She started saying, you know, like, you're so handsome and he's like, love you so much.
Oh, your elbow skin is very fluid like the Nile. I don't know what to say here.
Is it almost like the Anchorman? I love lamp.
I love lamp. Yes. Yeah. Basically.
Did you just start talking about my nose because you saw my nose?
I saw your nose.
Your nose is so. You know, I saw this tower, and it kind of your nose.
Yeah,
it reminds me. You get it.
So in the band world, we would always make jokes about like, you know, because I don't want to lie. And so, you know, we would always like make up stuff for me to say to other bands that I, you know, they'd come up to us afterwards, like, how did you like, you know, our set? And you just really couldn't say like your music was bad, you know? So you'd say like, dude, right. The light show was incredible. Oh my gosh. You should have heard the subwoofers out here.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Just what kind of guitar, you know, you got to think of everything, but like, am I pretty? And he's like, oh, God, your nose is like the tower aiming at Damascus. Your eardrums are listening to me right now. Your teeth, both have twins. They're making up stuff at this point.
All your teeth are present. All right, we got two more to work through. That's from the same verse.
Okay.
Song of Solomon 7:2. Your navel is a rounded goblet that never lacks blended wine.
Okay, either she's got some weird blood issue with her navel, or they like to party. It's either health concerns or you like to really, really party.
But the shout out to the naval, I'm just so moved by.
It reminds me of maybe they were in this. They were in college, and they were just experimenting with like Jello, their version of Jello shots or something. I don't
know. Naval Song of Solomon 7:2, and here's this is, I think, I saved the best for last because I think that this is.
I don't know how it gets any better than this.
I think this is the foundation, maybe, of a whole album. I'm just going to put that on the table.
Wow.
And this is the King James version of Song of Solomon 7:2. It's the end of the naval verse. Thy belly is like an heap of wheat.
Wait, is this her talking to him or him talking
to her? This is him talking to her. Thy belly is like an heap of wheat.
Okay. I'm trying to find a positive. Like maybe he's saying she's like tan. And it looks golden. But back then, I thought they were like all into the pale. I don't know, man. That is
horrible. I really...
Or was she chubby? And he was like, it looks like you've eaten a heap of wheat. You need to lay off the wheat.
I have no way of justifying. Thy belly is like... It's like...
Yeah, maybe it's hairy. That's where we're thinking. Maybe he's trying to find a really nice way of saying you need to trim that. And he's saying, could I make bread with that wheat?
You can't help but picture. And she's got some nice things, she says. You know, your arms are like rods of iron. Mm. Like just some stuff that today, you know, if Julia or Rachel were to say those things, I'd be like, yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Pretty solid.
Yeah.
And for you to come back with, you know what? Thank you for that compliment. I've been meaning to tell you. First of all, belly. Never refer to your
senior. No. You say abs. Belly. You say abs to a woman. Oh my God, your abs are. Your abs are look padded, babe.
Your belly.
Your belly.
Like a bunch of. I'm not talking one piece of wheat. I'm talking a whole.
What? Maybe he was trying to say you have a drinking problem. He meant barley. And was just kind of like, girl, your navel is always full of wine and your belly is full of...
Maybe we are back to where we started about the sloppy eating situation. Guys, we are missing utensils. This is what you're missing in your relationship. That's why you're describing food all over your bodies.
I get it.
Spices on your cheeks.
Well, it was... Yeah, that's you know, I heard how he initially picked her up was said, you know, he walked up to her and says, woman, I've been studying numbers all day. And I realized I don't have yours. No, I'm just kidding. But for real, that's how I did hit on my wife. I just walked up to her and said, how would you like to join my purpose-driven life? And she said, what? And I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I have a little bit of wine on my belly. And so she's
the most Christian. Like, hey, you wouldn't do life together? What if that's it?
Hey, I'm Will. God's Will.
Oh, no.
How about that?
You probably never had to deal with that. But some of us have a little bit of like an issue with that because we were on the other end. We were on the you know, Hank, I was praying and God just said, it's time that I break up with you because God had told me it's time for me to spend some time with me.
Dude.
And you're just like devastated. And then you're praying and you're like, God, could you have given me a heads up if you
were, I want to apologize publicly to a girl named Christina that I broke up with right after high school. And I did. I said that. I was like, God just told me, I was like, and years later, I was like, oh my gosh, what a jerk. I am the big, he didn't tell me jack crap. He did not tell me. So Christine, if you're listening, which you're not, you live in California, but you know, whatever. I'm sorry. That wasn't God. That was just me interested in a girl named Julie, not my wife.
Just the only thing is like, you want to break up with someone. It is fine. You don't have to bring God into it. Like
you don't.
God, I don't know that God intervened directly into your eighth grade romance.
He did not. He had nothing to say or do with your eighth grade romance.
Oh, but I do like sometimes I do like to just reflect on, you know, here we have some great lines, just some great one-liners from Solomon, the smartest man in the world. And another instance we have of him talking to women, he looks at two women and says, "Hey, chop that baby in half. That's how we're going to solve this problem."
Hey, you know what? It worked. Both worked. He married this unattractive bride for her money or power. And then, you know, the baby lived.
The baby lived and went to the right mother.
Yep.
Well, listen, we always on the Bible is funny here. I like to button up with a little thought for you guys to take away. And here's my little thought I had today is I kept reading these, and we're obviously joking about them. But my thought was like, you know how you actually get this, you get to this place. You are so like crazy in love with somebody that this is the sort of stuff you're saying, like, "Oh, it's just like her nose, guys. Like her nose."
Yeah.
Like, so,
oh God.
This is really how you get there. And all your friends are like, "Dude, it's okay. It's great. I'm happy for you. I'm happy you're in love with her. You know, if you're listen, we're glad you're into him. We don't think his nose is actually the coolest thing we've ever seen in our life." But I thought it is kind of a cool thought to think that like this is an expression of the way that God feels about us. And I'm not including the romantic part of it in this instance, but God is just that kind of crazy in love with you that whatever part of you you think isn't great, you have your big nose that points towards Damascus, you might not be in love with it. God is in love with it. God is this in love with every part of you. And that's my little thought. That's my little encouragement takeaway
for today. I like it. I believe it. I believe it. I didn't believe in predestination until right now. I think that we need to start working together. This is great. But
did you ever hear the pickup line that kind of falls apart where the guy says, you know, "Did it hurt when you fell from heaven?"
Oh, gosh.
And she says, "Lucifer was a fallen angel."
Oh, no, that's what he says. He says like 10 years into marriage. He's like, "Oh crap!
I forgot
you." I just realized. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, thanks, Anthony. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Wait, is your
thanks
name?
For being
on. Wait, your name is Anthony, right? I thought
my,
because I thought your name was Faith, because you're the substance of things I'm hoping for. You should sign off with that, my friend. It's not going to get any more dad jokey than that.
You are just a wellspring of romantic lyrics, Stephen.
I'm full
you
of
just
it.
Can't turn it off.
I can't.
That's
I can't.
Your problem.
I am so full of it.
It's always flowing out of you. Hey, before we go, if everybody, which I know they do, they're going to want to hang out with you after this. What's the best way to connect with you on the internets?
On the internets, I'm on there. I'm on there. I'm at myspace.com/, and then I'm at Friendster. Also, check out my new CD at Blockbuster Video or Borders Books and Music, wherever you find.
You have to rewind all the CDs at Blockbuster
rewind
before you bring them back.
And bring it right back to Circuit City as soon as possible.
Oh, no. Circuit City.
I'm just online anywhere at Christian Music.
At Christian Music.
Yep, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, all that.
And if you want to be anything like me, I listen to his music on Spotify. It's all available there.
That's true.
Is there a place that's better for you, for people to listen to music on?
Maybe buy the vinyl or buy a t-shirt or, you know, that'd be the most ideal. But other than that, no, I mean, Apple, Spotify, they all give me like 0.003 cents per 1 million plays. So I don't know. I'm thinking in like 400,000 years, I could afford like a down payment on a Kia. So used, but you know, whatever. Who's counting?
Listen, those Kias last forever.
They do.
Those little gerbils are still driving that same Kia that they drive.
I bet
gerbils.
I bet they
hamsters. Are. What were those rodents that were driving in the Kia?
That's Mickey Mouse, and he owns a theme park.
Listen, quick question before we go. Then, are you going back to Disney when it opens?
What's your Disney? Yeah, dude. I mean, just me by myself. I wouldn't take my kids. That'd be cruel. But I'm going.
It's a brave things you do as a dad. You go.
I'll go check it out for a couple months by myself.
Right.
And then
go ride all the fun rides. Come back.
Guys, yeah.
I think it was safe, but I better go back to
be sure.
I better
go back. Better go eat all the foods at Epcot, and I'll come back and report to you. And if I look sick. Just let me have my own hotel room for a couple weeks. So.
All right, Stephen. Okay, well, thank you so much for hanging out. This was so fun. We'll have to do it again.
You got it. Talk to you soon, Anthony.
Bye, everybody.